When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to The Junks, live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network, all presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of The Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team. Coming up next hour, B-Rob will join us at 9, and also we'll talk some college football with CBS sports writer Chip Patterson, who we've had on the show many, many times. We'll talk to him at 9:25. So Commanders-Eagles this weekend. It is a big game. Obviously, it's a division game, so it's always more focus on those. But, you know, Washington doesn't really have that signature win yet. Mm-hmm. You know, they've beaten the Cardinals, who are 500, but that's not a signature win.
I really like the win over the Bengals.
The Bengals is a good win, but the Bengals' defense has been so bad this year, they're not going to the playoffs. They're 6-8. Mm-hmm. Now, offensively, they're legit. I mean, Burrow's having an MVP-type season, even though he's not going to win it because they're not going to go to playoffs. But he's offensively, they're legit. I wouldn't consider it a signature win. All those other teams in the NFC, the Eagles, the Lions, the Vikings, the Packers, the Bucks, the Rams, they all have signature wins. Mm-hmm. But Washington doesn't. So this would be huge. And if you beat the Eagles, you're probably a 95% chance to go to the playoffs. So,
oh, well, higher than that.
Yeah, we'll see. If you beat the Eagles, does it kind of change your outlook for this team? Kind of considered a contender again? Whereas right now, a lot of, you know, the media goes, all right, they're good, going to make the playoffs, but wild card, they're going to play on the road against a really good team.
Well, they're just going to say lose. Haven't beaten a good team.
Yeah.
Now, if you beat them, I mean, right now, currently, I don't know if all the power rankings, I mean, obviously everybody has a different one, I would assume, or it's not unanimous, but ESPN's power rankings currently have the Eagles number one.
Okay.
Number one team in the NFL. So if you knock them off on their 10-game win streak, that opens up all possibilities.
That does a lot, yeah.
That opens up all possibilities. And you're like, all right, well, they beat the best team in football.
Yeah, now, I would agree.
And so I think that then it does kind of change your perception of what might be possible. But if they go out there and they lose, like they basically have every other time they've played a winning team, then you're going to kind of stick with, yeah, they're a playoff team in all likelihood.
But they haven't proven they can beat anybody good.
But you can't expect them to win anything.
Right.
And that's kind of where they are right now. But if they did knock off the Eagles, which is definitely possible, division rival.
It would be a huge story.
It opens up the possibilities.
Yeah, it would be a huge story since Philly has won 10 straight. And like you said, in most power rankings, they're number one.
Right.
But Commanders fans, do you feel like, first of all, do you feel like they're going to beat the Eagles? And if they do, does it kind of change your mindset going forward in the playoffs where, you know what, we can go on the road and beat a team, whether it's Detroit or Minnesota or Philly? 800-636-1067 is the number. But again, you know, like I said, all these other teams in the NFC have those signature wins. Tampa's got a couple of them. I mean, Tampa went to Detroit and won.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams have a couple of them. The Vikings certainly do. Commanders really don't have that win. That win go, you know what? That was a great win.
And the thing is that the
they
Eagles,
got those losses, though.
If you remember, the Eagles started out poorly, right? And Jalen even really started out poorly. He had 7 turnovers in the first 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
Only Will Levis had more in the first 4.
Yeah.
And they started out 2-2. And then since then, in the 10-game winning streak, he's only had 3.
Yeah, he's turned it around.
Turned it around completely.
But you remember, they played the Packers. I think they played them in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Saquon going crazy. And then they lost to the Falcons. I don't think he played well in that game. They barely beat the Saints, scored 15 points in that game, and then they lost to the Bucks, and he was bad. So you're right. They were 2-2, and he was getting criticized, turned the ball over. He's not the same Hurts. And then they went on that streak, starting with the Browns, and they won 10 straight. And defensively, they have been unbelievable. This is what they've done defensively in those in the 10-game win streak. They've allowed 16, 3, 17, 23, 6, 18, 20, 19, 16, and 13. They just don't allow points.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes the pressure off their offense because if the offense goes out and scores 24 points, well, they're going to win based on how their defense is played.
They've only given up like more than 20 points like 3 times.
Yeah, the defense.
I mean, something crazy.
Yeah.
Let me see. The Packers in week 1 scored 29. The Falcons, who look like a shadow themselves, they scored 22 in week 2. That's when they were struggling, when Jalen was turning the ball over.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Jags scored 23 in a loss to them.
Yep.
Kind of in the middle of the season. And then the only other team to get to even 20 was the Rams.
Right. And they killed the Rams. So defense, so that kind of takes the pressure off their offense. They're not like the Lions where they have to just outscore teams. Their defense has been so good.
If I remember when we played them, it was only a while ago, wasn't it? It was like 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That was one of those games where he was coming back from, he was still dealing with the ribs.
Yes.
On some level.
Yeah.
And I felt like they did a pretty good, they were one of the first teams. I mean, I know teams have been kind of like using a spy, but they really kept him contained. If
who,
I remember,
Daniels?
Yeah. Remember, he really didn't get off.
Yeah,
and
they got to him a few times. I think they sacked him 3 or 4 times. He did throw that pick.
But I'll say this.
But that was the Saquon Barkley game, too. Saquon had 200 combined yards, I believe.
If they find a way, and I think that they're dogs, and deservedly so, and I would, if you put a gun to my head, I would pick the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
But if they found a way to beat the Eagles, then I would say, it kind of puts them in contender status. I would kind of in my mind, I would say, okay, maybe they're kind of gelling at the right time.
Yeah,
you know,
but you don't expect it.
I don't expect it. But I expect it to be a good game.
I'm begging for the Commanders to win.
So get on the bandwagon, get excited.
Yeah, it's just, and I understand why. It's almost like, I don't want to say the word lucky, but it's almost like this season has been very fortunate. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, the schedule has been favorable.
Yeah, but and then it's
next
just it's weird.
Going to be brutal, guys.
It's just it's weird seeing a team that's heading towards the playoffs all of a sudden just have no confidence as you're heading towards the playoffs.
Well, they might have confidence. I'm just saying as a fan.
And that's what I mean, the fans.
As a fan,
it's almost like they're heading towards the playoffs and you're already writing them off. Like it's like hey, we're just happy to be here.
I kind of am.
That's why I want the win so people all of a sudden can start buying what the Commanders are selling.
I'm sure there are a bunch of guys out that are.
I think it's a small
Mars
percentage.
Mars probably picking them to win the Super Bowl. Mars probably got them winning everything.
I mean, the NFC looks pretty wide open right now. I mean, all it takes is just get into the dance. And then once we get to the dance,
I think there's more people like you, Eric, than like Mar.
Than like Mar. Jeff's probably like you.
I think there's a lot of people that are just happy to get there.
Yeah,
and if you beat the Eagles, I think all of a sudden those expectations can change.
If we beat the Eagles, then I will say, hey, yeah, we proved
that
we can beat the best team in football.
They should change.
Yeah.
Well, based on what happened last year, I mean, that's why Commanders fans are just happy to be in
the
situation.
If the roles were reversed and it was the Ravens and they hadn't beaten a winning team all year, you would go.
I know, but I would flip. As soon as the playoffs starts, I flip the switch. I'm ready to go. I'm in the dance.
No, I'd be ready to go, but my expectations would be low. That's all.
All right, let's touch the people.
All right, 800-636-1067. Will your expectations change if they beat the Eagles? Let's go to Gary in Upper Marlboro. Gary, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Good morning, Junks. Hey, look, I think they have a chance to beat Philadelphia because
of course.
I think Philadelphia is a team. It's hard to win 11 straight, and I'm thinking that the coach probably wants them to lose a game because, I mean, what would that be, 14, 15, 16 straight games to win a Super Bowl? I think Philly, Washington has a chance because they have played Philly tough over the years, and it's a division game, but it would not change my expectations as far as the playoffs. I don't think they're a contending team. I mean, this is a team that just almost lost to New Orleans who, with a third-string quarterback and all those players out, and they haven't beaten a team with a winning record. I just think that we need to manage our expectations. And if they do beat Philly, it could be a springboard for them. Next year, I think they get to the playoffs. But if you remember way back when we were undefeated in the 91 season, there was a young Cowboys team that came in RFK, and they beat us. And I've heard Jimmy Johnson say that was the springboard for us going the rest of that season into and into next year. So I think they can win this game, even if they go in the playoffs and lose like the Cowboys did. They got their doors blown off by Detroit that year. It could be a springboard. So
all right.
That's the way I think it could be Philly, but I think it could be a springboard for
you. You make some good points. I would disagree that Nick Sirianni wants them to lose a game. They want to win all of these games because they want the first round bye and have the number one seed. So they're trying to win every one of these games. 800-636-1067. We're going to take more of your calls next segment. Of course, we've got B-Rob coming up at 9, Chip Patterson 9:25. But the question is to you, would your outlook change for this team if the Commanders could beat the Eagles and snap their 10-game win streak? 800-636-1067.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, B-Rob's going to join us in about 40 minutes. Brian Robinson Jr. We'll talk about that win over the Saints, and we'll get his take on the Eagles game. We're taking your calls right now, 800-636-1067. How are you feeling about this game? Can they beat the Eagles? And then if they do and snap the 10-game win streak, to give you a different mindset of what this team could possibly do in the playoffs. 800-636-1067.
The good news is when we're hitting on all cylinders offensively, I do think we can beat anybody. If we're scoring 30-plus points a game, I mean, that instantly, I think, gives you some credibility. Now, defensively, we haven't shown really that we can stop teams consistent in the fourth quarter when you need to against good teams.
Right.
But maybe the addition of Lattimore changes that math a little bit. We'll see. We'll find out. All right, let's bring out some of these calls. 800-636-1067. I think a playoff team, but do you expect them to win anything if they go into the playoffs and haven't beaten a real winning team? If they beat the Eagles, ESPN's got them number one ranked team in football right now.
Yep.
I think that has
Which
to open up your perspective.
Considering the way teams like the Bills are playing, considering the Chiefs who are 13-1. Yeah, obviously Detroit, even though they've have so many defensive injuries. But yeah, it says a lot.
Let's go to Marcus in Brandywine. Marcus, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
What's up?
Pretty good. I think this win would kind of legitimize us in the playoffs a little bit more. However, I just like you guys said before, on any given Sunday, anything can happen, right?
For sure.
We've seen that closely. Well, I mean, not closely. We've seen that a lot this season. So, and I feel like that gets magnetized at least 10 or 20 times more once you get to the playoffs. So I feel like regardless if we beat the Eagles or if we lose to the Eagles, if we make the playoffs, I feel like the regular season at that point means, it sounds crazy, but it means nothing because now everybody's starting over. I mean, you know, theoretically everybody's starting over from scratch, so anything can happen. And then we talk about, I mean, the fans talk about, you know, we haven't beaten any winning teams, but what about the winning teams that have lost to losing teams? That's why it kind of, it's for me, we've been in this position before, albeit 2015, 2012. It's been a while, but we've been here before. We get to the, you know, we make the playoffs and then nothing happens. So I'm not satisfied with just having a great season. I'm not satisfied with just having a good season. I feel like, just like you said, if we're firing on all cylinders, we can do things. But I'm a believer, like, these players, they hear the outside noise. And I would much rather our players go into these games, you know, with the confidence of the fans rather than going into these games trying to prove the fans wrong with them saying, oh, we're not contenders.
I'm not sure how much – thank you, Marcus. I'm not sure how much this group cares what the fans think.
I think they're confident. I mean, they're going to give it their all. They're professional athletes.
I think,
you know, they probably feel like that, you know, if they're playing really well, they can beat anybody. But
I don't think Jaden Daniels gives a crap. Like, I don't think he's locked in on what the radio guys are saying.
No, because he doesn't know anything about the history of the team. And
I just don't think he cares. I think he's just going to go out there and play.
I agree.
I will say, I can't get over, and I kind of mocked this a couple weeks ago, but I can't get it out of my mind that if we're going to make some noise, it might have to be this year, Jason. I just want to remind you, next year we have the Packers, the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Vikings, the Lions, the Broncos, and everybody's favorite, Bo Nix. Next year is going to be a lot more difficult. right? You're not going to get to the playoffs without beating winning teams. This year, you could actually do it. This year, you could beat the Falcons, get to the playoffs, and basically, essentially, not beat a winning team.
Yeah.
Next year, that ain't going to happen.
I know.
Not possible.
I've said it a million times. This roster will look totally different.
We'll be better.
And you don't, and those teams' rosters will look different as well. I mean, you threw the Vikings out there. Well, the Vikings might be started in basically a rookie quarterback
next year. I think they will. But they're still going to have Justin Jefferson. They're still going to have those guys.
So, yeah, I mean, on paper, the schedule looks much more difficult next year. But, you know, you worry about that in 2025.
I know. I'm just saying it's in the back of my mind. I can't get it out of it. All right, let's go to Andre in Manassas. Andre, what's up? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, of course you can beat the Eagles.
Would that change your perspective?
No, because, you know, my perspective is this defense is coming. And, you know, I know, you know, everyone's upset about the game yesterday. You know, could it be destroyed them more Sunday? But what's his name? Is it Flowers or Fowler? Dante Fowler?
Fowler.
Yeah, I mean, some of those sacks that he had and the refs, you know, said it were penalties. I mean, our defense is coming. I think if we, it's going to be, I think it's going to, you're asking too much for a rookie quarterback to lead your team all the way in the playoffs. I mean, I'm not saying Jaden can't do it, but I would rather bet on our defense the way they're coming, obviously, with Marshawn, Lattimore playing, with Sanders still the way he is, you know, where it is that, you know, there's a slight possibility Jonathan Allen may come back. I think if we make a lot of noise in this game against Philly and moving forward in the next couple of weeks, it's going to be because of the defense. And I'm proud of this defense, man. This boy Fowler is, you know, everything you wanted Chase Young to be, and this guy, you know, I don't even know where he was drafted, but this guy is a bad dude.
He was drafted pretty high.
He was a high pick.
When you have a good defensive line and good secondary, that's a lot of turnovers, man. I think we're going to make a lot of turnovers the next couple of weeks. There's going to be some good football coming up this week.
Thank you, Andre. Appreciate it. Let's go to Rob.
Dante Fowler Jr., by the way, was the third pick in the draft.
Yeah. He's got talent. Let's go to Rob in Landover. 800-636-1067. If they beat the Eagles, which is certainly possible, division rival, it wouldn't be shocking by any stretch of the imagination, but it would be by far their most impressive win.
Yes.
I think it opens up the possibilities. Here's the thing. I feel like in the playoffs, you know, you can win any one-off game, but can you win two or three?
That's the difficulty, yes. Especially when you're on the road.
So I think you got to beat a team like the Eagles in the regular season to even have that idea that you could do it. Let's go to Rob in Landover. Rob, what's up? 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Rob?
Good morning. Good morning, boys. How we doing?
Hey, what's up, good. Rob? How are you? Merry Christmas, happy holidays, all that stuff.
I'm pumped up, man. I'm still cussing out Ron Rivera every morning. I'm feeling good. But I think you got to look at the line of scrimmage. We shouldn't have played the way we played against New Orleans. We look kind of sketchy. We have some health issues with the tight end. And when we're talking about blocking their D-line, I feel like we're always – our defensive linemen are getting walked to the sideline every time there's a stretch run or anything. They're just – I'm not sure about that. It's going to have to be on the defensive side. I think Lattimore helps a lot. But I think we're going to have Hurts hold the ball when he wants to throw it. And when they're doing these runs, we're going to have to stop their momentum and make them change direction and be on it and tackle sound and take the confidence away. This is a psychology game. We know how they play. We know how they play. They know how we play. But can we overcome the adversity when we have negative plays, when we have penalties? How do we respond? And more importantly, Terry McLaurin, that fire, when he gets that look in his eye, I need everybody to be like that from play number one, not after we get down two touchdowns and play from behind. We need to have that fire from the beginning. If we do that, we can take their will and we can win that game.
No, it's definitely winnable. And we might have a totally different perspective going into this game if we had just connected on a few of those plays. I mean, think
and
about
they
it.
Won I, heard by 17.
I heard JP mention this. I think it was yesterday on the show.
Finley?
Thanks today. Yeah. JP Finley mentioned this. He could have had 5 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
If they connected on those, I mean, literally,
yeah.
He had those guys beat.
Correct.
You know? He could have had 5
and
touchdowns.
I thought
and then you'd have a totally different perspective going into this week. You know, that game was
to
being busted wide open.
The second one down the right sideline to McLaurin, would you put that on Daniels just overthrowing him a bit or McLaurin dropping
him? There was one where he overthrew him.
I'm going to put it on the QB.
Okay. There is one where he overthrew him.
McLaurin beat his man.
There is one.
Beat his man.
But hold on. There is one where he overthrew him, but where Terry hesitated at the beginning of the route. I can't remember which one it was.
Yeah, I think that was the second one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then so that just screwed up the timing.
Yeah.
That just screwed up time. All right, thank you, Elijah. Appreciate it, buddy. Appreciate you. Let's go to, oh, no, that was Rob. Let's go to Elijah in D.C. I'm sorry. Elijah, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
What's going on, fellas? I was like, man, I know it's kind of early, but I'm pretty sure I didn't go yet.
yeah, sorry.
Ooh, no, man, it's all up. Hey, man, I do think the legitimacy increases with the win. What I was most excited about over last week's win is coming through this stretch, I was like, okay, I want to see the increase of production to Terry McLaurin. It's going to happen, man. There's going to be moments throughout this stretch or even in the playoffs where we're going to have it. Take it back to a few weeks, well, a number of weeks ago against that kind of almost got to have it play against Cincinnati, calls it, and you got Terry down that play side line way down that he caught that ball. Those, don't forget that those plays and type of plays aren't outside of Jaden Daniels' ability and wheelhouse. So I'm counting on some of those things, moving him around. Eagles didn't have to necessarily prepare for that. I want to see how they cover him across the board, right? Because, you know, once Jaden Daniels tucked that ball, he starts moving his legs like he could run. If you ever play defense, it's so hard to stay sound against a guy who can move, because, man, when Terry gets that scramble drill, they seem like a different squad that hasn't always been a factor in the game, that they almost – they're trying to work their late-game philosophy now, moving them around, because when you play better teams, bro, you're going to have to move. You're going to have to be able to have boot, get off your spot a little bit, find a guy. So when those types of jailbreak plays and things go on, I kind of get excited just because the type of personnel that we have bodes well with that. Plays are going to break down. You've seen Chiefs win on a freaking two-point conversion, or they smack a ball during the field goal. That's what's going to happen. That happens on these big games, or as teams get better, the margin gets closer. So you're going to have to make some plays, and you're going to need the personnel to do it. So fire them up. Get them going. It may take 4 weeks to say, by the time we finish in the season, maybe that deep ball is just how it needs to be. Going into the playoffs, they know what they need. I'm so glad that they did it last week versus, like, we get into the Falcons game or we pretty much closing the season and we realize that it's going to take an extra step that we didn't start doing until too late. So I think they're doing the right thing at the right time. Yeah, it's going to take the defense as well. Super important. Everyone's going to have to do their job. Everyone's got to play sound. It's going to take 53. So,
all right, thanks, Elijah. You know. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah.
I can see the mindset of fans getting really jacked up over a team like the Eagles. I just think that the Eagles have so much more talent overall on both sides of the ball, and Barkley is a difference maker. They're going to go to Barkley. No. Now, Barkley was a little banged up this past week against the Steelers. They didn't really need him, but that's how good they are. If they don't need to go to Barkley, they can go through the air. But I think Barkley, if he's healthy, he's going to be the main factor.
Somebody made this point, I remember, a few weeks ago, and there might be something to it, that of the five losses, you could argue four of them come against teams that kind of practice against, like, super mobile quarterbacks like Jaden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lost to Baker. Baker can move around. He certainly was shifty against us. You lose to Baltimore and Lamar.
Right.
Everybody knows what he's capable of. I mean, Pittsburgh has Russ, even though he doesn't run like he used to, but they still have Fields, right? So they see Philly has Hurts. So they're used to mobile quarterbacks, defending mobile quarterbacks, because they do it in practice every day.
Yeah.
So some of that stuff that makes Jaden special, maybe against some of these teams, it's not quite as effective because they have their versions of that on their own teams that they practice against.
Yeah, and then the Dallas game, they just came out flat and they looked terrible.
Dallas game
is
just
half.
Like a weird game.
And, you know, they had the special teams
Cakes
mistakes.
Jinxed us and everything.
I think the command, I'm not saying the Commanders have to have a signature win before they get to the playoffs, but
if you want to have expectations.
Yeah, I'm not even sure the expectations change that much. That's just my opinion.
But for you, it wouldn't. If they beat the Eagles, you wouldn't say, hey, you know what? This team's capable of anything.
Because I still look at the overall roster and say they're not as good as the teams they're going to have to face on the road in the playoffs.
It's true. It's true on the whole, I think. Yeah. Let's go to Dave, Indian Head. Dave, what's up?
What's up, guys? What's up, EB, man? You got to have some confidence in the mob, man, in the squad. We've been in every game, bro. We've been in every game. In those games that y'all talking about we lost, we lost by some fluke situations.
Right.
Pittsburgh, the referee called us short for what would have been a game winner.
Was that the Ertz play? I can't even remember. Saints,
yeah. Exactly, the Ertz play. The Saints, hey, man, we actually had them beat. The refs took that game from us in every way. What? The stop clock?
They did win.
The clock stopped. The clock, I know, but we weren't even close to losing that. You're talking about
it was very close.
No, we weren't. We weren't really.
We could have blown it wide open, though.
Yeah, I understand the refs botched the clock.
We could have blown it wide open if we just connected on a couple.
But they let them back in the game. That's the point.
If that never happens, if a couple of those calls that the refs gave to them never happens, they're nowhere close. Who are the other teams? Philly, the first time we played them, we shut Saquon down for about two or three quarters. He got off on two big plays. Two big run plays.
That's when he busted it wide open, for sure.
Exactly. So, I mean, we're right there, man. We're right there. And all we need is that extra kick, and we got the motivation, man, with this new cornerback, with our quarterback, Lattimore.
Mm-hmm.
Now that the defense is being rearranged, we got a squad on defense. We can go to the big championship game, and I'm going to say it today. Mark my words, we can go to the big game, man.
You think they're going to the Super Bowl?
I think we can go to the Super Bowl with Jaden.
He's not saying they're going to. He's saying they're capable.
Well,
absolutely.
Anybody's capable if they just win games. But do you think? Would you put your money on the Commanders going to the Super Bowl? No, you wouldn't.
If we're on the show like you guys have been saying, we're in the party, we're at the dance. Anybody can win once we get in there, man.
Right. All right.
And I think that we're the type of squad with the coaching, with the new regime, with the hype that the fans are going to give once we get there. Man, listen, we can go, man.
I will say this. No matter what happens down the stretch, if we do get to the playoffs, if I was an opposing coach, I wouldn't necessarily want to play us.
Exactly.
I wouldn't necessarily want to say, okay, I got to shut down Jaden and all the things he can do. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I think we will be a tough out for most teams.
Yeah.
You know, I think Jaden's a main weapon. I wouldn't
want to
play us. Yeah. Personally.
Well, would you want to play, Minnesota or
maybe I don't know,
or Green Bay? They've got tough outs.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I just think that it's very difficult to go on the road as a 7 seed and win multiple games. We'll see what happens and see who they play. But this is a big one on many different levels. Some fans like Dave think the Commanders are going to go beat the Eagles.
He didn't say they're going to the Super Bowl. He just said they're capable. That's what he was saying.
He was leaning towards they're going to win a few games.
He was saying anything's possible.
Well, that part is true. But is it probable? That's a negative. 800-636-1067. We're going to divert when we come back and get into the EP. Remember, B-Rob Jr. going to join us. All right, we got another prize giveaway at the end of this segment, so stay tuned. And I'll fill you in on how to be a big winner right now. It's time for the entertainment page, and it is sponsored.
That's right, Ricky. The entertainment page is driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the top dog over there, the big general manager. Check them out at BMWFairfax.com.
All
right. I just was checking out my phone. Crops on the way to the house. They're going to do the inspection and then cover up the hole. And then my mom's house will be, her yard will be whole again.
The county comes out to inspect, make sure it all looks good.
Yeah. The piping and everything.
Right.
Dude, it's unbelievable how deep they dug with that backhoe.
10 feet?
I mean, it looks like, 8 feet or something. I mean, it looks pretty daggone deep down there.
Yep. And then
they
have to replace pipes? Is that what they had to do?
Yeah.
Because the pipes cracked.
They were compromised by tree roots.
Yeah, and they probably were cracked or they're damaged.
Somehow they break through. And I think the old school things, they like rust out and stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
There's a lot of stuff going on. Dude, this morning I heard some nonsense. Like, I don't know. I wonder if I have squirrels running around in my attic or something. Or I heard some running around.
Oh, that's probably exactly what you have.
Yeah. Nightmare.
Do you have trees overhanging your house?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they get
trees everywhere.
That's exactly what it is.
I got trees everywhere.
You probably have to get them out.
I need to get some more lighting in my backyard. Do you know how to hang, string lights? You know how to do that? Like, it so it doesn't look trashy? You know what I mean?
My wife does. My wife can do it. Oh, yeah. She's awesome at that.
She is?
Yeah.
You do that? She's your backyard has all that stuff?
No, we don't do it in the back. Well, actually,
I'm not talking about the Christmas
over
lights.
Over our back patio, yes, we do have lights.
I'm just talking about, like, party lights.
Yes,
you know,
we
like,
have some over our patio.
I need some of that.
And we're never on our patio.
You never?
We did it for one party. It was like a grad party a few years ago. And, yeah, we're never out there. So it was just pointless.
So, Jason, let me ask you a question. When was the last time? When was Teresa's birthday?
Her birthday is 5/1.
May 1st.
Correct.
All right. Do you remember what you last got her for her birthday?
I think we don't go crazy on birthdays. We do a little bit more on anniversaries, but I think we just went out to a nice dinner.
So a nice dinner. I don't know. Maybe spend $200 with you, had some wine and everything.
Maybe right. Something like that.
You didn't spend $175,000?
No. Nope.
That's what Travis Kelce spent on Taylor Swift.
Mm.
According to The Sun, which is one of those like British tabloid
rags. For her birthday?
Rags. Yes. He bought, 10 boxes of Dion rose gold roses. That was $5,800. 10 boxes of black and red roses. That was another $8,000. He bought her a rose gold Rolex that cost $60,000. He got her a gold split cuff with a heart engraved from Tiffany, $22,000. Mm-hmm. Like, what is the point?
Well, the roses don't make any sense. Why buy 10 boxes?
Drabby, what a Van Cleef. Is that a bracelet? He got her a Van Cleef long necklace.
It's a necklace.
Okay, that was $35,000.
Very trendy.
He got her a Van Cleef pendant. It was $8,000. He got her Van Cleef earrings that were $4,000. what is going on?
Yeah, this is when you have dumb money.
It's so bizarre. You just have to keep one-upping yourself?
Well, it's so much like little stuff. Well, I know it's not little, but like it's just like this hodgepodge of things. Wouldn't you want to get like one big thing?
He got her a rose gold Rolex for $60,000. Then he got her another Rolex for $58,000. Got her two Rolexes. He spent like almost like like 50 grand at Tiffany's.
I mean, it's early in the relationship, but and usually
nuts
when you're early in the relationship, you really want to impress her. So that's probably why he's overspent. In 10 years, if they're still together, there's no chance he's spending that.
You know
much.
What? No, that's dumb. Travis Kelce's dumb because Taylor Swift can buy any of that crap that she wants herself.
Of course.
Why is he not like investing the money into something like thoughtful, sweet, an inside joke?
I don't know.
Something that like she can't just,
I guess, when you're go Taylor
out and buy herself. You know what I mean?
I don't know. She's a billionaire.
Like if she wants a Rolex, she can go buy her own Rolex.
Yeah, but I guess this one means more because it's from him.
But it is stupid to spend 180 grand on gifts. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Guys, he's worth 50-something million dollars. They have endless amount of money.
Well, you understand that.
I know, but
it's still stupid.
No, it's not. If it's irrelevant to them, the money doesn't matter. Maybe she likes
that. Forget about the money.
But maybe she likes that brand of jewelry. Maybe she likes Rolexes. First of all, who even knows if this is all true? How would we know exactly what he got?
I don't know. They seem to have it fairly itemized. Let's just assume, for the sake of argument, that it is.
And maybe he is doing sentimental.
They could have been talking. They could have been talking, but to the companies that.
Let's just say, for the sake of argument, that it is. What a gluttonous life! This multiple Rolexes on one.
It doesn't matter if he's got $1 billion. It's still stupid to spend that much on all of those gifts. It's
crazy.
It's dumb.
I don't know.
You know what I would do if I was Travis Kelce? Mm-hmm. I'd give her my silly Rooney for her birthday.
Well, you know they're doing that anyway.
I know, but I would have hired some high-end photographer to do like pictures of her at her Eras tour thing, and put together like a nice little scrapbook. Silly, memorable. Would have made her cry.
Or you rent a helicopter or something and you fly somewhere or a private jet, even though she's got her own private jet.
Right, you know.
Maybe that's not even.
She probably got five of them.
Yeah, I don't know. Thank God. Something
more memorable than a Rolex that she can just go order herself or have her assistant get.
Are you guys? Yeah, by the way,
when they break up, she's just going to give it away.
Are you guys red zone guys? I know JP can't. He's all about the red zone. He loves red zone.
Hate the red zone.
I don't really like it because you can't lock in.
I don't watch the red zone anymore. I watch the NFL Network. The
NFL Network's version.
Yeah. What they call it, Game Day Live.
Yeah, it's a little slower version, right? It's not quite as much bouncing around. Well, I guess now they're complaining that on Red Zone they have commercials now. And people are bitching about that. Now, when they do the commercials on Red Zone, are they cutting to the commercial or are they doing like the golf thing where it's still...
It's the first time they've ever done it. Their entire bit is seven hours of commercial-free football starts now.
Yeah,
that's been their bit for years. And this last weekend, they were testing out running commercials, and they did a split screen.
Split screen,
yeah. It's like playing throw.
Split screen is fine. At least you're not missing that much. Miss the audio.
Yeah. I mean, you're running commercials. It's not commercial free.
Definitely not commercial free.
Are people complaining about that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Conan O'Brien had a bad week. His dad and his mom died 3 days apart. His dad was 95, Dr. Thomas O'Brien. He passed, and then I think 3 days later, his wife passed, Ruth, who was 92.
That's a good run, though.
It's a great run.
92 and 95 is a great run.
But that is, that's a bad week. But who had a worse week, him or Justin Timberlake? They're saying Justin Timberlake. I guess he was doing a show in Nashville, and you can describe this better than I can, Valdez, because I tried to scan this quickly. Apparently, he's performing a song, and people can see the outline of his junk. Is that right?
Yeah, he's in like a harness.
Yeah.
And so the harness is pulling up on his pants.
Right.
And it's creating a bulge.
And it looks like it's teeny weeny.
There's no bulge.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying he's bringing micro back.
Oh, no. Did you actually look at it? Is it true? Is it really...
Do you have the picture right there? You don't see it?
I know, but it's so small.
Exactly.
It's hard to see.
Yeah, I can see it.
Well, you know what? They're not doing that to me.
It's not flattering at all.
Yeah.
I would cancel that part of the show.
We got to get rid of
the harness. If it's magnifying how tiny I am.
I'm telling you, when I was at ease, when I was younger, I was way more... prolific.
More roonied.
Yeah, as I've gotten older,
you're more roonied.
It's borderline humiliating. I don't know what happens. I think maybe just because you get fatter.
I'm surprised they didn't do when they because they had to have auditioned that.
You're getting lifted up by like a harness like that, you never know like what could move
what
around.
What he has to do is probably has to put a cup in or something.
Yeah, like the pants. The pants are scrunched up.
Here's the thing you can see. Did you see the
Jason?
I saw it, yeah. Yeah. What?
It's not a good look.
Oh, I know. I just saw it.
It's not a good look, but, you know.
But what I'm saying is, in the audition, someone should have noticed that it's
going to come out. Hey, buddy, this doesn't look good for you.
Yeah, unless he was wearing something different.
Also, you can't
stuff a few socks
you can't be like a rock star and have that out there.
Right.
You got to be like Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
You can't. Yeah, that's not a good look. Oh, well. What are you going to do? Poor Justin.
I think Brittany has alluded to, maybe in her memoir or whatever that was, that he had a teeny. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, right. I mean,
can't have everything.
Yeah.
But not everybody looks great when they're, like, he's obviously not sized. I'm telling you, if you saw me walking around in my bathroom like once, sometimes it's awful. It's like I can't even believe I'm a grown man. And I know you guys probably have those moments too. It's kind of shocking. I don't know how that happens. Seems like it's getting worse as I'm getting older.
It's a delicate creature.
No big deal. It's just different.
Well, you can't Joan on ROM anymore then.
Well, I know I could trounce him when push comes to shove. You know what I'm saying? In the moment.
That should be a contest.
In the moment, I trounce him. But just walking around brushing your teeth, not necessarily so great.
Really crying a river about it.
I am a little bit.
All right. Hey, quickly. Caller number 10 right now will get two tickets to go see Toto and Christopher Cross. Yacht Rock, man. Also, Men at Work. I mean, I saw Colin Hay live last year. He's awesome. That is Wednesday, August 13th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more info, visit thefandc.com/events. Caller number 10 will win those two tickets. When we come back, Brian Robinson Jr.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.